Basic Corporate Skills 101. How to book a meeting. Booking a meeting might sound like a no-brainer, but surprisingly, it's done poorly more often than it's done well. Below are some straightforward tips for booking meetings in a respectful, efficient way that values everyone's time. 1. Use the scheduler. Nearly all modern email and calendar systems offer built-in scheduling or find a time features. Instead of throwing a dart at your own calendar and hoping others are free, use these tools to see when your invites are available. If you're dealing with external people, a quick email request for free time slots will simplify the process. 2. If you must overlap another meeting, acknowledge it. Sometimes there's no perfect option and you have to book a meeting that conflicts with someone else's schedule. If that happens, apologize in the invite or body of the email. Explain briefly why your meeting takes priority or is time sensitive. This shows you respect their time, even if circumstances force you to overbook. 3. Attach all relevant documents to the invite. If attendees need to see a spreadsheet, review a proposal, or refer to any document, include it in the meeting invitation itself. Update the invite and the attachment or link. If anything changes, don't hide vital info in random emails or chat threads. People will miss it or lose track. 4. Give a brief outline of the meeting's purpose. Nobody likes a cryptic invite with no context. Why the meeting is happening. What you hope to accomplish. Who needs to be there and why. This helps attendees see the value in joining and prepares them to participate meaningfully. 5. Steer clear of ambush meetings. Inviting someone just to corner or blame them in front of others is a surefire way to breed resentment. It also makes people dread your future invites. Always keep meetings constructive and solution-oriented rather than using them for public scolding. 6. Confirm attendance from key players. Every so often, a meeting's success hinges on one or two extremely busy people. If that's the case, reach out individually to ensure they can and will attend. If they can't make it, adjust the time if possible. It's far easier to coordinate in advance than to reschedule when your crucial person is missing. Wrapping up, being thoughtful about booking a meeting can save everyone a ton of frustration. Respecting others' commitments and clearly stating your intentions, people will actually turn up to your calls rather than just ignoring them.